turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, Hebrews chapter 4, and try to bring to you what we feel the Lord would have us to pray for just a little while tonight. I don't preach as long as I used to, Brother Jeff. It's our message. It gets condensed down to a radio message nowadays. But it's good to be saved.
Amen.
2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul writing to young Timothy here, writing about something very important in his life and the church's life and in Timothy's life. And, of course, the Lord knew what the songs would be tonight, and he knew what the brother's going to sing tonight, so he knew what to give me to preach tonight. And so it goes right along the same lines. Aren't you glad you got the Bible? Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me.
Amen.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Right.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Amen.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, and all good works. That's correctly read. That's reading several verses there, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I want to just go to verse 16, and take the thought tonight simply on this, the Word of the living God.
Amen.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And when he said all Scripture, he didn't mean all versions. He said all Scripture, all of the authorized version that God has given to us for this generation. I believe that with all my heart. And so all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable. And I tell you, it's a good thing that we got the Bible today. Where would we be without the Word of God? Where would we be without the Word of God? First of all, we'd be lost if we didn't have the Word of God, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so if it wasn't for the Scripture, we'd be lost tonight, and that we'd not be privileged to sit here in heavenly places and worship God together. But I'm glad we're here tonight in the house of God. And in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, I want to just read a verse or two over here. He said, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of them with him with whom we have to do." So the Bible said the Word of God. Oh, aren't you glad it's the Scripture tonight?
Amen.
Aren't you glad it's the Word of God? Aren't you glad it came preserved of God? First of all, it was inspired of God.
Amen.
And then secondly, it's preserved of God. Amen. Now, a lot of folks believes in inspiration, and they don't believe in preservation. I'm glad the Bible's preserved for us, inerrant, not in any mistakes in it, no errors in the Word of God. It's always pure, and it's always real, and the Scripture will always do the job that we need for it to do. So we've got some things tonight in the Word of God that God helps us with, and uses the Word of God to help us along the way. It reveals the laws, the statutes, and the judgments of God. Now, that's what it reveals to us tonight. It always reveals that. We know what God's got to say if we've got a Bible. Now, we don't have to worry about getting some new revelation or some new word from God. No, he's already given us the Word.
Amen.
And he finished it, and he said amen to the last verse of it in the Bible. And we've got the Scripture. So it contains the promises of the gospel. Romans chapter 1 verse 2. It contains the promises of the gospel. It is the divine word of the living God.
Yes.
It records divine prophecies that we need to know. 2 Peter tells us that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. It records divine prophecies of the Word of God. We know what's going to take place because we've got a Bible.
Amen.
We've got the Scriptures. We've got that God has given to us. It testifies of Jesus Christ. John chapter 5 and verse 39. It testifies of the Lord Jesus Christ. It lifts Him up. It exalts Him. It presents Him to a sinful world that's lost without God. And so it testifies of Christ. And the Word of God is full and sufficient for every need that we have. Luke chapter 16 and verse 29. It's an unerring guide for us. We've got a guide to go by. The Scriptures, that's in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. We've got an unerring guide that directs our pathway in this life. It's able to make us wise unto salvation. As the Scripture said there in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, we read a while ago. And so the Scriptures today is something pure that we have this evening. It's a pure Word of God. It's pure, the Bible said in Psalm chapter 12 and verse 6. It's true, John chapter 17 and verse 17. The Word of God's true. You don't have to worry about the Word of God being wrong. You don't have to worry about there being a lie in the Word of God. It's true. Every verse, every Scripture, every jot, every tittle is put in there by the Lord. And so not only is it true, but it's perfect. Psalm chapter 19 and verse 7. It's perfect Word of God. It's precious to us in Psalms 19 and verse 10. The Word of God is precious. When's the last time you hugged your Bible? Amen. It's precious to you. It's precious because of what it's got within the lids of that book. It's quick and it's powerful there. They were read in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. And so it's written for our instructions. It's written that we might learn, that we might know of the things of God. And so there, and not only is it, but it's intended for use of all men. Romans 16 and verse 26, it's intended for the use of all men. You need to have a Bible in your home. You need to have a Bible handy to you that you can look to in the Word of God. And it's nothing to be taken from or added unto. As the Scripture said there in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, it's not to be taken from, it's not to be added to. And so we've got the Scripture in error and to preserve for us the precious Word of God. And our portion is to be compared one portion is to be compared to another. That's how here little and there little. And if you're worried about interpreting the Word of God, just keep on reading. Because you'll find something. You'll find something and you'll find run references. You'll find something that will lift that verse out and magnify it and give you some meaning to it. Amen. And so the Bible is always good to have around. And so the Bible is a design for a lot of things. The Scripture is given to us. It's all Scriptures given by inspiration of God. And so it's regenerating out there in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. It's quickening there in Psalms 119 and verse 50. It's illuminating in Psalms 119 and verse 130. It's converting the soul in Psalm chapter 19 and verse 7. It's making wise the simple in Psalms chapter 19 and verse 7 also. It's sanctifying. It's sanctifying to the saints of God. John 17 chapter verse 17. It produces faith for those that hears the Word of God. It's produced obedience at Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 19. It cleanses the heart and cleanses the ways in Psalm chapter 119 and verse 9. It supports life in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. It promotes growth in grace. Amen. We grow in grace and knowledge because of the Word of God. It promotes growth in grace. It builds up our faith as we study the Word of God. And so the Bible is very necessary in our lives today. It's very necessary that we have a Bible and we have the Scriptures that we might grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, the Bible said there in a text verse, it's quick. Amen. That means it's fresh. It's fresh. And it's strong. It's efficient. It's active. The Word of God is all of those things in that one word. Amen. It's quick. And brother, you can rest assured it'll do the job. Amen. Yes, sir. It'll do what it was sent to do. It will not return void, but it will do what it was sent to do in our lives today. And so we found that it's quick. And the Bible said it's powerful. Amen. Aren't you glad the Word of God's powerful this evening? It's the Word of God, and it can't keep from being powerful because it comes from the Lord. Amen. It's powerful. You can rest assured that it's strong enough to overcome any obstacle that you face. It's strong enough to overcome any burden that you may carry. It's strong enough to take care of your life every day. And brother, listen, it's strong enough to overcome. There's an old Negro that I used to listen to sometimes on tape, and he preached on Exodus chapter 15 and verse 3. He said, "The Lord," my text is, "the Lord is a man of war." And he said, "My subject is, you can't whoop him." Amen. Brother, he's strong. He's powerful. You can rest assured the God that redeemed us and saved us by his wonderful grace is the same God that's able to sustain us in our everyday life. Amen. There's no need to give up. There's no need to give out. There's no need to give in, because God's got all power in heaven and in earth to sustain us in our daily walk with God. It's God that's real today, and his word is given that we might have something that's powerful, my friend, in our life to help us overcome these things. I could not walk with God for 1 week without the word of God. Amen. We've got to have the scriptures. That's the reason that you young folks ought to hide the word of God in your heart, that you might not sin against God. And of course, older folks ought to do that too. And you say, "Well, I can't memorize the scripture." Well, he said, put it in your heart. And if you read it and you keep reading it, rest assured that it'll get in your heart. And when it gets in your heart, you remember it when you're not even trying to. When you need it, God will bring you remembrance of the scriptures that you need to face the thing that you're facing on that day. And then the word of God is powerful. Amen. It's powerful. Oh, yes. And it's powerful. And the Bible said not only that, but it's sharper. Oh, he said, hey, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And what does it do? It cuts decisively, but with a single stroke. And it cuts going and coming. Amen. It's a double-edged sword, and it cuts going and coming. Yes, sir. And what does it do? But it gives us the ability, my friend, to use on the devil. Amen. What did Jesus do when he faced old Satan? He used the word of God on him. Isn't that right? He used the word of God on him. He said, "It is written." It do us good sometime when the devil jumps on our back to stop and look at him and say, "It is written," and reach in your heart and pull out some scripture that's suitable for the occasion that you're facing and use it on the devil, because it always works. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus used it, and he's our example tonight. And then it's sharper. It's more decisive. It cuts more decisively than anything that you could use. The Word of God will work when everything. And one good thing about the Bible, you don't have to sharpen it. It's already sharp. Amen. You got an old pocket knife in your hand, in your pocket. You got to sharpen it every once in a while. But the Word of God, you pull it out any time of the night, any time of the day. You can pull the scriptures out, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And we'll cut coming, and it'll cut going. It's just a simple word of God. And not only that, but he said it's sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting with either side. I mean, it'll work any which way you bring it. And the word of God will do the job in your situation. You don't have to doubt it, and you can rely upon it. It will work in your situation. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And listen, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And that sword is a curved sword for a cutting strike. And then, of course, a straight sword for thrusting. Oh, Peter probably used a curved sword when he tried to cut that man's ear off when they was coming to crucify Jesus. And he ducked his head and he cut his ear off. And Jesus reached down and put it back on. He probably had a cutting sword. But there's a thrusting sword that's used in battle that will satisfy the enemies when they come to face you, they'd rather be someplace else than in front of that sword. Amen. Now, so you got a Bible, and use it on the devil. Amen. Use it on the devil because the devil's afraid of it. He knows what it does. And he's faced it too many times. He faced it with Jesus Christ. He faced it with Paul. He faced it with Peter. He faced it with all the disciples. He's faced it through all the dispensation of the church age. He's faced the Word of God. And he knows what it'll do. And when you pull out the Bible, he'll take off running somewhere and get away. And you can resist him and he'll flee from you. Amen. Aren't you glad you got a Bible? Amen. It's like a sharp two-edged sword. It's piercing. It's able to go through and penetrate. It's piercing. Amen. I mean, it don't bounce off. It pierces. And but it's a sharp, a two-edged sword. And it piercing even the inside, dividing asunder. And so it's a discerner, the Bible said. It discerns. Amen. What's it used for? For judging. In judging. It's a discerner. It knows what's in our heart. And when he knows what's in our hearts, he knows what we need. Yes. Now you go to the doctor and you'll say, "How, doc, something's wrong with me." And you tell him what's wrong with you. And he'll prescribe you some medicine because he discerned what might be wrong with you. And you notice I said, what might be wrong with you. But anyway, he gives you some medicine for it. But the Bible, the Word of God, is a discerner. It knows exactly what we need in any situation.
Amen.
And so don't just randomly pick you out a verse and let it fall open and fall open there. Don't just randomly do that because that don't work. But there's a search of scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. These are they which testify of me. So the Word of God is given that we might discern and we have to know what to do. And he knows the intents of our heart. He knows what we need day by day. Word of God takes a good look at us, and God takes a good look at us, and he'll just send us a verse of scripture that we've hid in our heart, and that we put down in there, that we read many times before, and maybe couldn't quote it if somebody said quote that. But the Holy Ghost will reach down in the heart and pull out that scripture and give it to us to face any situation. And brother, listen, it's a discerner. It knows what we need. It's skilled in judging. It's skilled in judging, and it's given for a purpose in the life of those that are saved by God's grace. Amen. Oh, aren't you glad you're saved tonight?
Yeah. Amen.
Glad we got a Bible.
Hallelujah.
Glad we got a Bible. Discerner. And then they said for the intents of the heart. Intents, of course, it's act of thinking, consideration, or meditation. I mean, it's there that we might have discerned the intents of our heart. God knows what we intend to do.
Yeah.
Amen? And a lot of times we're doing what we don't intend to do.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes we're not doing what we should be intending to do. And I mean, he knows the intents of our heart. He knows if it's real or not. He knows if our intentions are good. He knows if it's hypocrisy or if it's a true thing that we're doing. He knows and he judges the intents of our heart. The Word of God does that. Isn't it amazing how the Word of God will show you where you're wrong? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing how we think things are so right and we think we're so right? How many times did I thought, boy, I'm right, and I know that I'm right, but I got to read the Word of God, and I found in the Scriptures that God just revealed to me that I was wrong. Because the Bible is right, and the Bible is right when I'm wrong. Amen. But the Bible's always right. I may be wrong a lot of times, but the Bible is always right. Amen. So listen, the Scripture is given for us for that. And that we in the intents of our heart. And so all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And so it's open, it uncovers, it exposes, it makes manifest everything in our life. The Bible is a necessary tool in the hands of a child of God.
Amen.
And that you, if young folks, you're going to make it in life, you're going to have the Bible. You're going to have to get in the Bible. You're going to have to get in the Scriptures. You're going to have to get that hid in your heart. How many times a child of God is faced with things all of a sudden, and you don't have the time to go pick up your Bible. You don't have the time to go pray. But all of a sudden you're confronted with a situation, and brother, all of a sudden the Holy Ghost reaches in the heart and pulls out a verse that fits your situation, and brother, helps you get through that. And we need that in our life as a child of God. We need that. And so listen, we've got the Scripture. And he said the Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's given because God gave it. Amen. God gave it. And it's inspired by the Lord. God, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has got His part in writing the Word of God. Holy men of God moved as they were written, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost said, write this down. And they wrote it down. And when a lot of times when they wrote those things down, and the depth of those scriptures that cannot be discerned in a moment, and many times they would not even understand what they were writing, but they was writing down the scriptures. And brother, as they wrote it down, and God said, now listen, we're going to preserve that for every generation.
Amen.
Every generation's going to have Amen. What we have. Now, a lot of folks now today, you know, in this generation that we're living in today, they're saying the Word of God's antiquated. The King James is antiquated. They say it's out of touch. And they say it's not easily understood. What the real problem is, it's too easy understood. Because they know what it said, and they don't like what it said, and they don't like the doctrine of it, and they change it to fit their lifestyle. Amen. Oh, yeah. They changed it to fit their lifestyle. How the holy men of God moved, that they had to speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost of God, and they pinned down the scriptures. And so listen, we've got the Word of God today. And you say, how do we need the Word of God? Well, we need it especially in the time that we're living in. We need it especially. The Bible said, listen, and he talked about in context here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, in context of what he's talking about. He said, and they're from a child. Listen, verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. We don't know, we don't realize when we're growing up how much of a blessing it is that mom and dad brought us to church, set us down in the pew, made us behave, and made us listen to what was being said. And the benefit we got from that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
The schooling and the youth of our day ought to be the first thing. The basic is the Word of God.
Amen.
Used to be, but it's not today. In public schools, it used to be, but not today. Now they took it out of schools. Boy, we've got a mess now.
Yeah.
We've got a mess now. Amen. And so listen, it from a child, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, and which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Boy, I'm so glad they drug me out of bed and drug me to church. Amen. I'm so glad every time the church doors is open, I had to be at church. Amen. We walked about 3 or 4 miles a day a lot of time to go to church. But I'm telling you, I'm so glad that I went. I'm so glad because one day, sitting down in the old Baptist church, my friend got under a conviction, 11 years of age, and the Holy Ghost arrested my soul and brought me to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and drawn me to Himself and saved me by His grace. And washed me in His blood and made me a child of God. I'm so glad that from a child I knew the Holy Scriptures. Amen. So be glad they drag you to church. Be glad they put you in the house of God. I mean, it wasn't a question around our place. It wasn't a question. Church time is church time. Everybody here goes to church if they ain't puking. Amen. Everybody goes to church. One said, well, I don't want to go today. I don't feel good. Well, you know not to say you didn't feel too good, because if you did, you're going to get a good dose of something.
Yeah.
Amen. And that wasn't fun. Amen.
Yeah.
So listen, and from a child that's known the Holy Scriptures. And so we've got the duty to bring our children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, as the preachers have been preaching on the radio for these last several Sundays. I tell you, because there's a need in our day today for the responsibility of the parents to bring them to the house of God. And listen, instead of bringing them to church, they're carrying to the ball fields. Amen.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Amen. There's the intense that from a child that's known the Holy Scriptures, which are make thee wise unto salvation. Then we're on to fortify this. All Scriptures given by inspiration of God. It is profitable. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, it pays off. There's nobody would go into a business deal unless it was profitable to them.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
And we don't have the Word of God today. We got it because it's profitable to
right.
us. The Word of God is profitable to you as an individual. The Word of God is profitable to you as a young person. It's profitable to you as an adult. It's profitable to us as older citizens. That we have got the Word of God, and it pays to have a Bible.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 I got plenty of them. You don't need one. I got plenty. Every time I get a good deal, I buy one if I need it or not.
Amen.
The Word of God. Oh, the Word of God. I'm a sucker for, if I go through a yard sale or something somewhere and there's somebody's old Bible laying around, I'll wind up buying it. Now, do I need it? No, but I just like to have it.
Amen.
Because somebody, and I turn those pages and there's writings in there, and sometimes there's sweat drops in there, and there's writings in that old scripture, in that old Bible, and brother, listen, I know somebody has been over that Bible praying, and somebody may have been preaching out of that Bible, and they've underlined, and they've made notes in there, and boy, I tell you, it's profitable to have a Bible in your head. I've got one in my truck, I've got one in my car, I've got one everywhere in the house, and I tell you, the Bible is a profitable book for us, not only positionally, but it's profitable to us spiritually.
Amen.
It pays to believe the Bible.
Amen.
So no matter what your age is, you need a Bible. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, sissies carry a Bible. Let me tell you, try this for a change. Next time you go to town, take your Bible and carry it down the street.
Yeah.
See how big a sissy you are. See how big a person you are. Amen. See how brave you are. Carry a Bible down the street.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, just carry the Bible down the street and see if you're able to go through that and not be ashamed. Amen. It takes a strong person to do that if you're not already grounded in the Word of God. But anyway, there's the scripture, and he said it's profitable for doctrine. Oh, it's for doctrine. Amen. You want to find out what you believe? Look in the Bible.
Amen.
I mean, we need to know what we believe and why we believe it. The doctrines are in the Bible. And I heard a preacher say one time, you'll be all right. Told a young preacher, he said, you'll be all right. Just don't preach doctrine. Well, that'd be a grounded congregation, wouldn't it? No doctrine was ever preached. We need some doctrine. Amen. Need to know what you believe and why you believe it.
Amen.
And believe the right thing. Amen.
Amen.
And you get in the Bible, it'll be that. He said, for instruction in righteousness. You know how to do right? The Bible will tell you how to do right.
Yes, sir.
Because it'll expose the wrong way. It'll expose the wrong way. And so listen, and that's the reason the man of God is perfect. That means he's mature. He's thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Word of God will ground us and it will settle us and give us a good foundation to work for God the rest of our life.
Amen.
I don't plan on leaving God. I don't plan on backsliding from God. I've got my sight set on heaven. I'm closer than a lot of you are. Amen. I'm close. We'll get to see Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Praise God. You know, the older I get, and dying ain't near as bad as it used to sound. Amen. Hallelujah. Get to see Jesus. One of these days, I'm going to get to see Him. Praise God. It's going to be wonderful to get there. And so we got a place to go. So the man of God may be perfect, and that means mature. And he's not going to get perfect in this life as far as sinless. Now, we're not going to be sinless until we get our new body.
Right.
Because every day I'm dealing with this old body.
Right.
I just as much problem today as I ever did dealing with this old body. It still wants to sin. And only restrained by the Word of God and by the Holy Ghost that lives within us.
Amen.
There's a restraining force that we have to have. But listen, the Bible is a good book to love. It's a good book. It's a best-selling book in the world, but it's the least read book. It sells good and it looks good laying on the shelf. You put it on the coffee table. Boy, it looks good laying there. It looks good on the coffee table. I mean, there's a Bible. It looks good laying there. Folks walk in that house and say, well, they must be all right. They got a Bible laying there. And they walk over there and they reach down and there's dust all over. Dust all over that Bible. Why? Because it hadn't been picked up. It hadn't been used. It hadn't been searched. It hadn't been believed. It hadn't been read. And because we need to read the Word of God and that we might have something to face the good fight of faith that we're in today. It's a battle every day, but we've got victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because we've got a Bible. He knew what He was doing when He gave us a Bible. He knew what He was doing. The Scripture is real. This is just paper and leather. But oh, look at the words. Look at the words. And of course, when you get my age, the bigger the letters, the better. You notice the pastor got him some bifocals, and he's doing like this, and he's wondering which word is right. Amen. So, the bigger the better. The Scripture is given by inspiration of God.